Hey everybody, welcome back to the Soto Mojo Minipod. I apologize for being absent for the last week or so. Was under the weather, feel closer to 100% now, so let's catch up quickly on what the Mariners are doing in their quest to end their 15-year playoff drought. And things have not been going that well. The Mariners, after getting swept by Baltimore, come back home and sweep the Oakland A's, and then proceed to get swept by Houston, who is the second hottest team in all of baseball, behind only the red-hot Cleveland Indians. So how did the sweep affect the Mariners? Well, unfortunately, it affected them pretty greatly. They are now 4 games back of Minnesota, who still holds that number 2 wild card spot. And there are a litany of teams ahead of them, 5 teams total who are ahead of them in the pecking order. That probably is more significant than the fact that they're 4 games back, is the fact that there's 5 teams in front of them. So the Mariners have work to do. They start a series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels, who are only 1 game back of Minnesota. So this is a crucial series for both teams. The Mariners, really, they have to win this series. They have to at least win this series, but more than likely, they probably need a sweep if they have any shot of staying in this thing. And with that in mind, let's take a look at the pitching matchups real fast. In tonight's game, you have Ricky Nolasco going up against Mike Leake. Mike Leake made his Major League debut back on Monday. Friday, I believe. And he gave up 2 earned runs and 8 hits over 7 innings. He looked really good. Ground ball guy, throws a lot of strikes. We know this. He looked really good, so he'll look to duplicate that success against a really tough Angels lineup. And the Mariners will be facing Ricky Nolasco, who they have seen plenty over the years here. Nolasco has 4 starts this year against the Mariners. He's 1-0 with a 4.07 ERA. You take a look at some of the matchups against him. Robinson Cano is hitting .333 against him with 3 home runs in 24 at-bats. 25 at-bats, Nelson Cruz is hitting .440 with 4 home runs. That's pretty much the extent of guys with significant at-bats. Gene Segura is only hitting .222. Danny Valencia is hitting .278. Mike Zunino is actually hitting .357 off of him. Kyle Seager, unfortunately, though, hitting just .150. But Seager has certainly broken out recently, so hopefully he can figure that out tonight against Nolasco. The Mariners really need Nelson Cruz to get going. Right now, Seager's in a little bit of a roll. Robinson Cano has been tearing the cover off the ball, which is great. Mitch Haniger has been good recently, so has Mike Zunino. But they still really need Nelson Cruz in the middle of that lineup to make things go. And that'll be tonight's pitching matchup. Once again, it's Nolasco versus Leake. If I had to pick, I'd say that's advantage Mariners, but we'll wait and see. You never know. On Saturday, it'll be the battle of 2 lefties. You have Andrew Heaney coming off of the Tommy John surgery. He got knocked around a little bit on Sunday against the Texas Rangers. He gave up 5 earned runs over 3 1/3 innings. And in 19 1/3 innings since he's returned from Tommy John surgery, he surrendered 11 home runs. So the Mariners have a chance here to take advantage of the young pitcher. Really not many at-bats against him to speak of. 28 career at-bats against Andrew Heaney. So really not much of a sample size to go on whatsoever. But again, coming off the Tommy John surgery, the Mariners have a really good chance to take advantage of Andrew Heaney and the Angels there. And he will be opposed by Andrew Albers, another one of Jerry DePoto's midseason pickups. He's been really good since joining the Mariners, 3-1 with a 3.43 ERA. He's coming off probably his best outing of the year, where he gave up only just one hit. It was a solo home run in 6 innings against the A's. It's his first time that he'll face the Angels, so they will be seeing him for the first time. It's an Angels lineup that's loaded with right-handed power, so it'll be interesting to see how Albers negotiates his way through that. And then finally on Sunday, It'll be Parker Bridwell versus Erasmo Ramirez. Erasmo has been fantastic. He is now 5 quality starts. He has a 2.40 ERA over those starts. And he faced the Angels back in early August on Edgar Martinez weekend, and he only allowed 1 unearned run on 3 hits. So there's some success there. And he will be opposed by Parker Bridwell, who has kind of become the de facto ace of the Los Angeles Angels. But he has been coming off of a little bit of a tough stretch here. He gave up 6 earned runs in just 3 innings against the A's at his last start. And over his last 6 innings, he's allowed 13 runs. And his ERA, as a result, has gone from 2.89 to 4.0. So he's in a little bit of a slump. He's pitched against the Mariners this season, and he was pretty good. So that's the pitching matchups for this weekend. I would say that all three of those pitching matchups favor the Mariners. This is a very good draw for them. The offense should be able to take care of business, and the pitching, you know, these are your de facto, you know, 1, 2, and 3 guys. So you kind of have to make hay here against the Los Angeles Angels, who, again, are 3 games ahead of you, and a sweep would put you in a tie with the Angels, which would be no small feat. Winning 2 out of 3 is good, but it only helps you pick up 1 game on Los Angeles, so doesn't honestly do all that much to help you. Quick look around at where the other American League contenders are playing. The Minnesota Twins continue their 4-game series with the Kansas City Royals. They won their game last night 4-2. Kansas City really needs this series to stay in the race, so it's a big series for both of those teams. Los Angeles and Seattle, as we've been talking about. Baltimore goes on to play Cleveland. Cleveland is in the middle of a 15-game winning streak, so you know, we'll see what Baltimore can do there. It's a big series for both teams. Cleveland is chasing Houston for the number one seed and to have home field advantage throughout the American League playoffs. Texas ahead of you is playing the Yankees, and Tampa Bay gets Boston. And again, Kansas City is playing Minnesota. So, you know, if you're a Mariners fan, obviously you're rooting for the Mariners, but you're also rooting for Kansas City, Cleveland, New York, and Boston to take care of business there. And if they do, you know, you could find yourself within 1 game of the wild card come Monday, or 2 games of the wild card come Monday. So while some people on our website have given up, I'm not there quite yet. I do think this is the most important 7-game stretch of the season. You realistically have to go 5-2. You have to win both series. You have to go 5-2. And even that might not be enough, because coming up after those 2 series, you have to go down to Houston and play the Astros. And we just saw how that looks when the Mariners have to go and try and beat Houston. So, you know, like I said, I think 5-2 should be the goal. I think it's achievable. Whether or not it'll happen, I don't know. But just to recap everything right now, again, you got Mike Leake going tonight against Ricky Nolasco. Over the weekend, you'll have the 2 lefties, Andrew Heaney and Andrew Albers, going at each other on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, you'll have Parker Bridwell versus Erasmo Ramirez. Those are your pitching matchups. Again, if you're a Mariners fan who still hasn't given up hope yet, you are rooting for Kansas City, Cleveland, New York, Boston, and obviously the Mariners. So that'll wrap up this episode of the Soto Mojo Mini Pod. You know, it's not over yet, guys. It certainly doesn't look good, but this team, I still feel like this team has 1 more run in them. We'll see if it starts this week. And I will be back probably on Monday to recap the Angels series and to review the Rangers series. This is Colby Patinode from SotoMojo.com signing off. Be sure you guys find us on Twitter at SotoMojoFS. We also have a Facebook page. And, of course, visit the website, guys. Let us know what you think. This is Colby Patinode signing off. I'll see you guys later. Go Mariners.